Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Talked about a conspiracy to blow up the impeachment. What did we mean by that? Not a physical conspiracy to use force, not a conspiracy to use bombs, a conspiracy to maneuver it, to blow it up through procedure. And the people behind that, it is reported, were Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, John Kennedy of Louisiana. A very sad thing. That's a revered name, John Kennedy, in American statesmanship. He has the same name, and he's part of this. He's a Louisiana Republican. Rand Paul, obviously, Aquabuda, Randy Paul, and the fellow from Idaho, senator from Idaho, whom no one knows his name. I know his name, but nobody else knows his name, and nobody wants to know his name. So these guys get around, and they're not alone, and they go, how can we slow this thing down? I know. Let's put in a motion that under the Senate rules you have to vote on right away. The majority Democrats can't just gavel it down. They have to take a vote on something. They'll table it, but people will be on record, and that's why Randy Paul did what he did. Randy Paul put in a motion that this is unconstitutional. Let's get rid of it. 55-45, Senate said no, but that's 50 Democrats and only 5 Republicans. Toomey Murkowski and Sass, Mitt Romney, who's great, and Susan Collins. And however, they may be too clever by half. Portman came out. Frankly, I think that Portman is chicken, but he comes, well, I voted against tabling it, so I want to talk about it right now. That's not going to say I'm going to vote on it. And the rest of the Senate are worried about the two wolf packs chasing them. They're deer running through a forest. One wolf pack are the Trump primary voters. The other wolf pack are the general election voters. And they're afraid if they don't go with Trump, that somehow the primary people would drag them down. But if they go with Trump and QAnon, the general election people will drag them down. So what we would want would be there'd be no vote on anything until after the evidence was in. And that's why Johnson, Kennedy, Rand Paul, and the unknown senator from Idaho, who is known, but he is obscure, all cooked this up in the parking lot. Now, you know, Ron Johnson, he is the only senator from a blue state who's doing this. A blue state, Wisconsin, our state. Why is a senator in our name doing this? He's not in my name. I don't think he's in the name of many people listening to this show. He's got to be, the wolf pack of the general electorate has got to be heard. They have got to let all these people know. They have got to let them know by phone calls, by texts, by showing up at any public appearance, which they don't do because they're afraid. Letters to the editor, and frankly, every newspaper in the state. Ron Johnson is a disgrace. Ron Johnson has betrayed our state. Ron Johnson has betrayed our state. We're going to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Hello and good morning, my favorite greeting. And I'm getting to be a regular here for a guy that gets up early. And it is a little tough sometimes, you know, for political discourse. And but I don't have that problem. What I want to run by you, excuse me, and see what you thought about this. You've heard my rant about seemingly half the people in Wisconsin and in the, throughout the country are, you know, uninformed fools. What I do quickly is, and I don't think I'm a genius, right? But I listen to the BBC, my favorite, also PBS. They're wonderful. And then guys like you. And unfortunately, I catch a little Fox once in a while. And let's just say the Kleenex are over here and over there, right? But
what do you got, Dave? What's on your mind?
What bothers me the most right now is how Americans don't seem to care about the latest genocide in Myanmar, They probably haven't heard of Myanmar or knew that it used to be called Burma. I heard one atrocity about that among the many that was just crippling. I mean, emotionally crippling. And then there was the trouble with Sudan. And why do we keep doing this, dividing a country into two? And one thing I heard about Sudan that crippled me emotionally was from a knowledgeable guy who heard about all the rapes of women in the north of Sudan. And then I don't know if they're ever going to be a real country, I guess. And then there was Rwanda before that and whatever else I'm forgetting.
Right. There are terrible things. Let me just unpack some of what you said, Dave. Genocide is wrong. Murder is wrong. And you've mentioned Myanmar. You've mentioned Sudan. Rwanda, that was back in the 90s. It was a terrible thing where the Hutus murdered the Tutsis. And racism and tribalism occur in every country in the world. People are fond of pointing out that it exists in the United States, and it does. But we are a small change. We're pikers compared to a lot of these places. In Rwanda, Hutu men who are married to Tutsi wives, in some cases, killed their wives and their own kids because they were half Tutsi. That's how disgusting it was. Now, in the Sudan, what's happening is that Islamic murderers, jihadists, are coming down from the north, and they come into Christian areas and animist areas, and they just machete, rape, and murder everybody. They murder people, including women, children, and old men. And people have a choice. They either convert to Islam or they die. And that is how jihad has worked since the 7th century. At one time, Asia, you know, Iran at one time was not a Muslim country. Neither was Afghanistan, neither was Malaysia. One time, Egypt was 100% Christian. And what happened is jihad comes in and murders, and people are demoralized and intimidated. That's what's happening in Africa. It's sweeping down through all of Africa. In Myanmar, it's the other way around. In Myanmar, which is really a Buddhist culture, the minority there are Muslim, and the Buddhists drove them out of the country, murdering and genociding them, as you say. The people that they did that to are ethnic Bangladeshis. So they drove them into Bangladesh. Well, Bangladesh is a poor country and doesn't have anywhere to put them, so they stuck them on an island somewhere. This is all disgusting. And let me throw out one other meme. People got to remember this. Everybody says, well, the United States and Europe should do more, and we should. However, why does nobody say that any of these refugees should be relocated to Russia or China or Japan or elsewhere in Asia? Nobody says that. Nobody criticizes any of that. It's always Western civilization. I'm tired of it. I'm very tired of it. And the other thing is, the State Department, even under Obama, certified two populations as being subject to genocide in the Middle East. Two, only two. Christians and Yazidis. I don't know why we are not making provision in our refugee program for Christians and Yazidis in the Middle East and relocating economic refugees who are neither of those groups elsewhere in countries in the Middle East and Asia that will take them. And I think that our hook is financial support. Financial support. We can give financial support to relocate the people in Myanmar who've been sent out. They're not that many in the sense of financially the impact on us. But we are letting Christians and Yazidis be genocided in the Middle East. And we are worrying about and importing people who are part of the group that is genociding them. And I think that is dead wrong. Thanks very much for calling in, Dave. Okay, going back, and here's one. Here's a piece of work. Here is a piece of work, one of my least favorite pieces of work. Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon, Georgia. That isn't her full name, QAnon, Georgia. She's QAnon and she's from Georgia. Her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, we know all the atrocities. She's the one who, along with Alex Jones, the right-wing nut on the radio, said that the Sandy Hook massacre was staged. It didn't occur. It's sadistic. These are first graders. You remember that? The guy goes in with a semi-automatic weapon and kills a whole bunch of first graders, just guns them down, 7 years old. They guns them all down, and there's teachers and staff and aides. And this animal says that. Well, it came out that and there's a push to get her out of Congress, just expel her from Congress. But one of the things that blew me away that I saw yesterday, they resurfaced some of her social media posts from just before she went into Congress. And here's what one of them was. She's on a site and it says, we need, quote, we need to put a bullet to the head of Nancy Pelosi, end quote. And that's a felony to say that, by the way, to advocate the assassination of a government figure. And that was posted and she liked it. She liked it. She liked it. And then elsewhere, somebody posted, now, how do we get to hang them with pictures of Obama and Hillary Clinton? How do we get to hang them? And she responded. Marjorie Taylor Greene responded, QAnon. She goes, the stage is being set. Players are being put in place. We must be careful. We must be patient. This must be done perfectly, or liberal judges would let them off. Now, you can't have somebody in Congress who liked an assassination meme of the speaker because she's in a different party, and somebody, when they're talking about the assassination of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, says the stage is being set. And she said this, the stage is being set, players are put in place, we must be patient, this must be done exactly or liberal judges would let them off. How can she sit there and have everybody look her in the face? I'd expel her. I am very, very adverse to expelling members of Congress for their views. It should hardly ever be done. But when you've advocated, and she also posed with a gun in front of a picture of the Democratic members of Congress, out she goes. She's an animal. QAnon. Out she goes. No remorse. If the people of Georgia are nuts that they want that, at least get somebody who doesn't advocate assassination. We're going to the lines. The lines are still open. No, we're not. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-96-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.